Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This happened about 20 years ago. I was 9 years old at the time, but my parents have also told me their side of this story on a bunch of different occasions. So that should help.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My parents are both biologists. They met at work, and from there it was history. The place where they worked at the time was a government building dedicated to biology research, used in government projects, turned towards the public. Meaning they were the ones studying the environment and making environmental protection laws around their studies. This being a massive old government building, it always had a security guard present, day and night. During the day, these security guards would mostly just stay at the reception and greet people, but at night, they would go do their rounds and make sure there were no intruders, because of all the science equipment and computers kept in the building. Initially, one of the guards seemed like the nicest person. He was always really nice to me, and frankly, all the memories I have from him before this were really nice. He would greet me and talk to me in the nicest way every time my parents brought me to work. He would make me paper planes, which he was surprisingly good at, and throw them around with me. And he would stay with me at the reception on days my parents had to work in the night. Obviously for me, that would get really boring really, really fast, so he'd keep me company and entertain me. Mostly we would talk, play with the paper planes, and watch TV. It all seemed nice enough. Nice enough for my parents to trust him with me, which was probably their biggest mistake. One night, my parents had to work even later than usual. I think it was around 10 p.m. and they were still at it. So this guy who was on the night shift decided to take me around the building with him to do his rounds. We started on the top floor, checking all the rooms in the exterior part of the roof. Every room was so dark that I'd always stay a little behind and wait for him to turn on the lights. Then we stepped down to the second floor where my parents' office and labs were. We checked the opposite side of the building, going into labs with massive extractors, microscopes, and every kind of science equipment you might think of. We walked down the stairs to the first floor, where most of the administration rooms were. I still remember seeing some maps on the walls, and embalmed fish everywhere, serving as decorations. The first floor was all clear, so it was time to check the two basement levels. I thought it would have made sense to check the labs on the right side first, as the left side had a flight of stairs at the end, leading up to where my parents were, but for some reason, he decided we go check that side first. We checked all the labs, but I noticed his pace was accelerating and he was starting to look and sound happier, excited even. Once again, we checked all of the labs, all the corners from one end to the other, turning the lights on ahead of us and turning them off behind us when we left. When we got to the last area, he turned all the lights on and he went inside. There were three separate offices on each side of the lab, and on the first one, he hurried towards the printer, opened it up, took out two pieces of paper, and made two quick paper planes. That's when everything changed. He picked up one of the planes, went outside of the office, and threw it towards the end of the room. Then he told me the one he just threw was mine and that we could throw them around in there. I ran to the other side of the room to pick my plane up, excited to play with it, and suddenly the lights went off. When I turned around to check what was happening, I saw him getting out of the lab and turning the lights off and locking the door. I ran to the door, punched it and kicked it while screaming for him to open it. Panic taking over me because of how scared I was being in the dark at the time. Through the glass on the door, I could see him scurrying away into the corridors, turning the lights off as he went and disappearing after turning a corner. I'm pretty sure that everything I felt and every shadow and creepy monster I saw in there while waiting was part of my imagination because of how scared I was. I balled up against a corner and could see shadows moving around me in the dark. I could only cry, lost, without knowing what was happening and why he was doing this. My parents finished work eventually, and when they did, they packed their things and made their way to the lobby to pick me up and go home. When they got there, the security guard was at the reception, but I was nowhere to be found. They panicked, of course, and must have shouted 100 different cuss words at the guy. I'm not sure how my dad didn't murder him right then and there. But when they first asked the guy where the hell I was, What had he done with me? He simply said that he had gone to do the rounds with me, and I must have gotten lost somewhere. This is a building that would take you about an hour and a half to check from top to bottom, even if you're rushing. So, must have gotten lost somewhere is not exactly helpful. They looked for hours without finding me. It was only when I saw a far light at the end of the corridors, leading to the lab that I was in, that I got the courage to stand up, rush towards the door, and start punching as hard as I could. They finally found me there and made the guard unlock the door to get me out. I don't really remember sleeping that night, and if I did, it must have been out of exhaustion. But I know I made my mom stay in the bedroom with me the entire night. Of course, my parents made a complaint against the guard, and when they did and the guy started being investigated, he was actually fired and arrested. Not because of locking me away where he probably hoped no one would find me, but because he had been partnering up with criminals to steal computers and equipment from the building to sell in some shady market, along with the information and the hard drives, and make money off of it. By then, he had stolen a lot of old computers without anyone realizing, and who knows what his plans were for me that night. I'm not convinced that locking a crying child in the middle of the darkness, hidden away in some room, is exactly the most normal behavior if you're not trying to hide them and get them later when everyone else has left and sell them as a part of your product. Luckily, he never had the chance to do that, and I really hope he never got to do it to any other kid. About 3 years ago, I, 21 female, was a waitress during the height of COVID. It was my first ever job, and I remember being so excited to start as soon as possible, after all my training was finished and I got my certifications. We closed at 10 p.m. every night at the time, and typically it was just my cook, a 20-year-old guy, and I. Rarely would there be another waitress with me, and I liked it that way. I always worked better alone, and I didn't really get along with most of the other waitresses anyway, so it was actually nice. I can remember it was near the end of my time there that this experience happened, and I'm really happy I had the circumstance I did at the time. I never could really trust my gut very much because I had mild anxiety and couldn't tell if what I felt half the time was valid or not. I mention this because when this all went down, it felt real, and I had an absolute feeling. I had started my shift that evening around 3 p.m. I said goodbye to the last waitress, and I was on my own with my cook. Everything was pretty slow and normal, until I got a call about one of the specialty items on a limited time menu that we had. The food couldn't be ordered as takeout, and the lady over the phone really didn't take it well. After a little debating, she finally decided to sit and eat instead. I'd say around 10 to 20 minutes later is when I spotted an older looking car pull up, and three people came out. Two men and a woman who looked to be in their 30s or 40s. I could tell that it was the same lady I spoke to over the phone, judging by her attitude coming in. I further confirmed it by asking, since I already had a pretty good idea of what she wanted to eat. What I thought was an act of mild embarrassment and pettiness was actually something more sinister later on. Her attitude towards me changed when she saw me. She was much nicer and more cooperative. This didn't ring any bells at first because it was something that most people who wanted to look good in front of others would do. I sat them at a booth and took their orders. I noticed they had a red binder and a black pen. Remember this. I then went to tend to my other customers, as there were a couple other tables I was waiting on. Once I brought their food out to them, they asked me if I knew any realtors. I found this to be fairly normal, as this being a tourist vacation state it is, it wasn't uncommon for outsiders to be looking for a getaway home. I would say this was reasonable for me to assume it was nothing if they didn't already look like the unsavory type of people, if you get what I mean. Nonetheless, I gave them the phone number of a realtor I knew closely, since I often went to church with her. There weren't any other notable interactions I really had aside from occasional small talk if I wasn't doing anything or refilling their drinks. It was around 4:30 p.m. now, and they were the last of my tables to leave the restaurant. If any of you are in the food industry, you know that as a server, you don't really get breaks. Just a lunch most of the time, and sometimes not even that if it's super busy. So my cook and I took this as an opportunity to take a well-deserved break. We walked out behind them and had a small chat with them. I should mention by now that the front of the restaurant had a disabled ramp coming up to the doors. It was long because the building was on a raised foundation. This is important. Now, I didn't really notice it at the time, but one of the men took my cook to the other side of the ramp, down near the end, and was chatting with him over a cigarette. I was behind the railing at the top of the platform where the ramp plateaued. Luckily, the other man and the woman were on the other side of the railing, about 5 feet below, but in front of me. We were having some small talk, and they started to ask some personal questions, such as if I lived in the area, if I smoked weed, how old I was, etc. I hadn't quite learned yet that telling strangers such personal things wasn't a good idea. However, this for some reason was starting to raise some red flags. I gave very vague answers to all of her questions as best as I could. Unfortunately, they still persisted in trying to have some sort of communication with me outside of my work, whether or not I said no. I suppose when they finally realized that I wasn't going to give that information up, the woman finally got to her point. She told me that she had a business offer for me. It was for a cleaning service. I don't like cleaning anyway, so regardless, I would have said no. However, what she said next solidified my answer. She proceeded to tell me that she owned a maid service called the Pretty Kitty's Maid Service. She said that she needed pretty and young girls like me, and that she had 10 girls now as it was, and she wanted to expand. She mentioned how they got paid $30,000. She didn't specify the time length and how it would be a great opportunity for me to help her with her business. I instantly knew at that point that it certainly wasn't a maid business and I was in danger. However, I didn't understand just how much danger I was in. I politely declined her offer and told her I liked my job as it was, that I was satisfied working for my boss. She tried to further convince me by telling me how easy it was and reiterating how much I'd make under her supervision. She mentioned how she had a van for her business and described it to me. I can't exactly remember what she told me, but I do remember how she told me to follow her to her car. She said she'd show me a picture of her van and her car, but her phone was in her hands. I knew for certain I wasn't going anywhere with her or near that car. I declined yet again and said that I was fine right where I was. I said she could show me on her phone instead, but she was hesitant, after which she proceeded to end the conversation and left with the two men. A little shaken, I walked back into the restaurant with my cook and told him what I had just experienced. He joked about how I'd have good money if I went with him, because I didn't take the situation as seriously as I should have.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
I laughed with him. At the end of that night, when the cook's grandmother came to pick us up, I mentioned the weird interaction. A panicked look came over her and she sat silent, staring at me. I got confused and asked her if everything was okay. That's when I learned the signs of human trafficking. She broke it to me that I was almost trafficked and I was incredibly lucky I didn't get kidnapped. My stomach dropped and I started to panic at the realization of how much danger I was in. Nothing really happened after that. Except for the red binder and the black pen I told you to remember. I went to work the next day, and a customer walked in. Now, normally in my part of town, not many people like to sit and relax for a while. They're mostly there to just eat and leave, as it wasn't exactly a cafe. Well, I get into my apron and sit this gentleman. He was well dressed, not in a suit and tie, but just nicely dressed. He was alone. I sat him at a single booth and took his order of one single coffee. He had a red binder and black pen with him. I didn't even notice until my cook from the night before reminded me of it. I was so shocked at the fact, and it unsettled me even more that he proceeded to sit there for 3 hours, watching me as I tended to my tables. I kept asking him if he needed anything else, and he asked me if people never just sat and relaxed with coffee. I sort of shrugged and said, "No, not here." Now, this might come as a surprise to some of you, but servers, believe it or not, do not listen in on some of your conversations. I'm lucky I did it with this one. I specifically remember him speaking over the phone about finances and how he needed to find another house. He spoke about moving money and how he was going to pay his girls that night. I ran to the back of the kitchen and told my cook. Thankfully, he came out with me to help deliver some plates in order to throw that guy off. It worked, I think. He ended up leaving not long after that, and I haven't seen or heard anything since. I'll tell you though, I've been much more on guard since then. Back in 2013, I had to go out and find an internship to be able to progress in my education. But at the time, it proved to be almost impossible to get one. So while I was looking, I decided to take another job just to make sure we had food on the table. I found out a friend of my fiance's family had his own handicap bus company, a kind of taxi service for wheelchair users or otherwise disabled people. And he needed someone to cover the night shift since it was a bus that had to be on call at least 22 hours a day. Seeing that I'm quite the night owl, I immediately told him that I'd be happy to take the job. and after I got the needed license, I was hired. The job was pretty basic. Pick up people and drop them off where they needed to go, and sometimes use a machine to get wheelchairs up or down some stairs. And when there were no trips, I drove to a designated area and did whatever while waiting. I quickly found a truck stop in the area where I could park and catch some Z's while waiting. There was a gas station where I would buy coffee in the early hours of the shift, and on the other side of the gas station's parking lot, on the opposite side of the truck stop, there was a rundown restaurant with a motel connected to it. To not disturb the sleeping truckers, if I got a trip in the middle of the night, I usually parked on the restaurant side. After parking there every night for a while, I noticed one particular room had a lot of people come and go. In the beginning, I thought nothing of it. But then one night, at the end of the summer, while I was half asleep with the windows slightly open, I suddenly heard yelling coming from the motel, and a dude came tumbling out of the room and started running. And a few seconds later, a big dude came running after him with something in his hand. I could not make out what it was. I thought that it was none of my business, and I went back to my half-sleeping waiting stage. Not much time passed, and my phone went off. I had a trip an hour's drive away, so I turned on the bus and was leaving the parking lot when I saw the big guy coming around the corner. The rest of the night, I had back-to-back trips, so I didn't park until I got home. The day after, I didn't get a return to home zone until 2 or 3 a.m., when I arrived at the parking lot. The area where I used to park had fist-sized rocks strewn all over the place, not connecting the dots at the time. I just parked a few spots over and started waiting. I fell asleep pretty fast, but I was jerked back into reality when a car right in front of my bus honked its horn, flashed the high beams, and revved its engine. I thought it was just some idiot who noticed me sleeping and found it funny trying to make me shit myself, so I jumped out of the bus to tell him to fuck off. But instead of driving off or stopping, the driver made this start brake thing with the car indicating that I was the one who should fuck off. And then I connected the dots. Not wanting to seem like a pushover, I stood still and stared at the car. Not that I could actually see anything with the high beams almost blinding me. And after what seemed like a really long time, but must not have been more than 30 seconds, the car drove off. After that, I decided to park near the trucks from then on. A month or so passed, and nothing had happened since the car episode, and I figured that nothing more would if I just kept parking by the trucks. Then one night I had a long 12-hour shift on a Sunday, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m, and I didn't have time to eat dinner before work that day, and during the first half of my shift, I had back-to-back trips with no time to eat. So when I got a return to home zone, I quickly parked in the far end of the almost empty truck stop and got ready to eat my now very late dinner that my fiance packed for me. I wanted to watch some TV on my phone while eating, so I sat with my back against the driver's side door and got comfy. While turning my back to the door, I accidentally hit the door lock with my elbow. But that was my luck. As I was sitting there scrolling Netflix on my phone and heard the clack of the door handle behind me smack back in position, I quickly turned and saw a dude with a hood over his head quickly crouching and proceeding to lay down on the ground and crawling under the bus with a big-ass kitchen knife in his right hand. I quickly got up and made sure the other two doors were locked, and then I looked in all directions to see if I could still spot him. He was still under the bus, and I was sure as hell not jumping out this time, since the knife made his intentions pretty clear. I turned on the engine, turned on the spots in the back of the bus, and looked around to see if it had scared him off. And lucky for me, it did. I saw him run off and into a bushy woody area at the end of the truck stop. I never parked at that truck stop again after that night. I made sure all the doors were locked every time I was parked.
This happened a couple of months back when I was shopping at Home Depot. I went there to look at some power tools for some projects around the house that I've been putting off for a long time. I went there on a Friday night because I wanted to get some work done on Saturday. When I got to the store, it was quiet and not many other people were there. I went to the power tool section and looked at a few of them. I looked at some of the tools and their prices to compare. I was the only person in that area until a guy came into the aisle with me and started looking at something. He was at one end, and I was at the other. I wasn't really paying attention to him, but I knew he was there, and after he was there for about 2 or 3 minutes, I would say, I saw him coming closer to me. I looked, and he was approaching me. The man was really tall, probably 6'5", and wore a gray sweatshirt and ripped jeans. He looked pretty young and had a kind of ugly-looking beard. He said hi to me, and I said hi back to the man. He then asked me if I could lend him some money. I told the man sorry, but no, and then decided to walk away. I heard the guy curse under his breath, and I went to another section of the store. It wasn't until I walked away that I realized I forgot the tools, and I hadn't even figured out which ones I was going to buy yet. But I didn't want to turn around and go back to the man because of our awkward encounter. I decided to walk around and get some batteries, which I also needed, and then go back over and hope that the guy was gone by then. I walked around looking for the batteries, which were at the far other end of the store. I got them, and as I was headed back, I saw the man once again. He was walking in my direction now, and we made really awkward eye contact as I walked past him. I didn't know why the guy had asked me for money, but why would I give some random guy at Home Depot money? It was just weird. I walked all the way back to the other end into the power tools. I got to my original aisle and was there for about 30 seconds before I saw someone enter the aisle again. Out of the corner of my eye, I noticed it was the same man as before. I glanced over for a split second and saw that he was just staring at me and shaking his head. I didn't know what this guy's problem was, and I did my best to ignore him, but I now realized he had probably followed me to the other end of the store and back. Maybe he was mad that I didn't give him money, but I wasn't going to let him intimidate me into giving him anything. I finally made up my mind and got two power tools. Then I headed to the checkouts. As I walked over, so did the man. I was getting sort of annoyed now by this guy following me. I was kind of afraid that he might try to jump me when we got out into the parking lot or something. The man wasn't buying anything and had nothing in his hands. As I was checking out and paying for my items, I saw him just standing behind the check lens watching me. Now, there were two main doors in the store. One at one end, which was kind of the entrance, but you could actually go out of it as well. And another one near the check lanes that was supposed to be the exit. Once I had paid and got my receipt, I started to walk over to the entrance as I was going to leave there because it was farther away from the man. I saw the man then start to head that way as well, and he sped up his walk and started to go way ahead of me. I thought maybe he was trying to beat me outside, so I changed my mind and then turned around and suddenly went out to the other doors. This worked because I didn't see the man turn around, and it was better for me anyways because my car was parked on that side. I felt I had lost the man now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And walked out the doors and left. I got out to the parking lot, and thankfully didn't see the man at all, so I rushed to my car and got inside. I felt relieved to finally be safe and in my car. But as soon as I had just shut my door and looked in the rearview mirror to leave, there he was. He was standing directly behind my car and staring at me. He then yelled at me to get out of my car. I locked the doors and started the engine. That's when the man ran to my rear passenger's door and tried opening it. I quickly backed out and turned to the other direction, then sped away from there. I'm not sure what the man planned on doing, but I'm glad I didn't have to find out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.